This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is the best medium for the empowerment of the youth. She said this while addressing the 32nd convocation of Mohanlal Sukhariya University at Udaipur in Rajasthan. The president reached Udaipur this morning on a two-day visit to Rajasthan. Tomorrow, she will attend the global summit organized by Prajapita Brahmakumari's Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya at Mount Abu. The president will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaroh organized by the Rajasthan government. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana will end today. The single-phase polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of October, along with Jammu and Kashmir. On the last day of campaigning, various political leaders are participating in roadshows and public rallies to support their candidates. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has banned release of exit polls for Haryana Assembly elections until 6:30 p.m. of October 5th, the day of polling. The ban includes any publication or dissemination of exit polls via print, electronic media, or any other means. Violators may face imprisonment and fines. In West Bengal, thousands of junior doctors joined by people from all walks of life took out a mega protest march on the occasion of Mahalya in Kolkata, demanding justice for the rape and murder victim of the state-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. The protest march, which took place yesterday, was organized by the Bengal Junior Doctors Front. The protesters later gathered on the banks of the Ganga, lighting 1,000 diyas as a symbolic act in their fight for justice. The protest marks a fresh escalation of the doctors' ongoing agitation for improved safety measures for healthcare workers. Junior doctors vowed to continue their protest till the government also decides. The Enforcement Directorate today summoned cricketer-turned-politician Mohammad Azharuddin in a money-laundering case linked to Hyderabad Cricket Association. The former president of the HCA, Mohammad Azharuddin, is accused of misappropriating funds during his tenure. This is the first time that the Congress leader has been summoned by the probe agency, with instructions to appear before the agency to clarify his role in the financial transactions under scrutiny. BJP has alleged that main accused and kingpin in the drug syndicate, which was busted yesterday in Delhi, is associated with Congress Party. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the accused is the head of Youth Congress RTI cell. He claimed that contact details and other information related to Congress leader Deepinder Hooda have been recovered from the mobile phone of the accused. He said Congress Party should reply on their connection with the kingpin. The Delhi police made one of the biggest drug busts yesterday, seizing over 560 kilograms of cocaine and 40 kilograms of hydroponic marijuana, estimated to be worth around 5,600 crore rupees. Navratri, the 9-day-long festival to worship goddess Durga, begins today with religious fervour and gaiety across India. Each of the 9 days is dedicated to a different form of goddess Durga. On the first day, Devi Durga is worshipped as Shail Putri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the auspicious occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "May this holy festival dedicated to Shakti Vandana prove to be auspicious for everyone." Global air travel is facing significant disruptions as tensions escalate in West Asia. According to Flight Radar 24 data, airlines worldwide are diverting or cancelling flights while regional airports in Lebanon, Israel and Kuwait are experiencing long delays. The 9th edition of ICC Women's T20 World Cup will begin today in Sharjah, UAE. The opening match will feature Bangladesh against debutant Scotland. India's campaign will start against New Zealand tomorrow. In football, Indian Super League Odisha FC will take on Kerala Blasters FC at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar today at 7:30 p.m. Kerala Blasters enter the contest on the back of 1-1 draw against North East United and are placed 5th in the ISL points table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.